Always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Thursday, May 14, 2026. Compiled Thursday, May 14, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Trump withdraws U.S. from World Health Organization. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, explosive testimony before Senator Ron Johnson's subcommittee exposed the racket, doctors pocket $200, $600 per child in bonuses for hitting vaccination quotas. Some rake in over $1 million a year. Refuse the shots? They drop your family. In 1776, the Rothschild erased Tartaria, reset the whole timeline and everything changed. Monday, May 4, 2026, BRICS Pay went live. Designated celebration day for Iraq and the day they will pay their contractors in the new dinar rate. BRICS Pay went live. GNN, we have been waiting for years for Iraq to go live. They were first. Now, all of BRICS is finally live. Imshu. Over. On Wednesday, May 6, 2026, at 3 o'clock UTC, the QFS ledger synchronized to the new ISO 20022 protocol internal treasury ref, QFS Sync 2026-0506 Alpha. GNN, huge. Over. Saturday, May 9, 2026, in a historic midnight session, the Quantum Financial Settlement Act, QFSA 2026, was passed by Congress. This act delisted the Federal Reserve Note, U.S. dollar, as legal tender, while recognizing the Quantum Financial System Gold Bill as the only authorized physical currency for the Restored Republic, Trump legacy block on Telegram. As of 00.01 a.m. EST Sunday, May 10, 2026, the White House triggered the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, to go live across Starlink, overriding all mainstream narratives, while the Quantum Financial System fully synchronized with NYSERDA JSARA protocols. Redemption Center staff activated across 12 states. Biometric verification terminals online. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, the EBS emergency broadcast system to begin in every country of the world. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Project Sandman, U.S. dollar crash, was expected to kick off. The old banking system, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, and JP Morgan, was expected to collapse, with the QFS taking over as stock markets crash. Friday, May 15, 2026, EBS activation, presidential address. The Fed Chair Powell resigns, the Fed is dead, along with the fiat U.S. dollar. Brief blackout as fiat dollar dies. Gold-backed QFS notes load, Zim redemptions fund new med bed centers. The gold-backed, quantum-verified U.S. Treasury note was already loaded into accounts you don't even know you have yet. Patriots stock food and essentials as banks transition to biometric QFS with no more fraud. Saturday, May 16, 2026, Financial Freedom, EBS, Shutdown, Tier 4B, US, The Internet Group, ISO 20022 on Telegram. Monday, May 18, 2026, Q clock will strike the 00 marker. GNN, happens often, I do not know the meaning of it. But, it means progress. Over. Sunday, June 7, 2026, Nuremberg Trials 2.0 to begin. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Independence Day rollout, payouts are scheduled to begin immediately following the 4th of July, Donald J. Trump on Telegram. Tuesday, May 19, 2026, full QFS integration locks out corruption. Patriots receive prosperity. Deep state melts as troops lock down final networks. Wednesday, May 20, 2026, healed patients flood Starlink with testimonies of instant cures. Trump declares Republic restored. Med beds prove white hats always protected the people. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, The Pulse. The sun just fired a weapon at Earth. May 10. Sunspot AR4436 erupted. M5.7, military classification, severe. It ripped a hole in the solar corona and launched a plasma wall at 650 kilometers per second directly at this planet. NOAA confirmed, impact window, May 13, Mr. Poole, the final chapter on Telegram. GNN, impact window, May 13 was yesterday. Over. Radio blackouts already hit the Atlantic. GPS degradation across northern Europe. The magnetosphere is buckling. This is not weather. This is timing. Prepare your documents. Charge your devices. Tell your family, when the lights flicker, don't panic. It's not destruction. It's the switch, 17. See daily reports. Friday, May 15, 2026, the chairman of the privately owned Federal Reserve resigns. The Fed is dead, along with the privately owned Federal Reserve fiat US dollar. The new Federal Reserve head functions under the People's U.S. Treasury. The gold-backed, quantum-verified U.S. Treasury note has already been loaded into accounts you don't even know you have yet. Brief blackout period secures infrastructure. Banks transition to the biometric quantum financial system with no more fraud. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, holy smokes. ICE has just announced a jaw-dropping fraud bust, saying 10,000 foreign students are involved in the federal government's optional practical training, Charlie Ward and friends on Telegram. See daily reports. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, Democrats shadow pact, secret plot to shred Trump's cabinet pardons, before it's news, beforeitsnews.com. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, U.S. colleges under President Trump and Rubio have just plummeted -20% in foreign students, after Marco cracked down on visas. Rubio said it perfectly, we can deny you that visa. If you tell us, I am a big supporter of Hamas, I am Ruris, barbaric group that kidnaps children, that are pest teenage girls, that takes hostages, that allows them to die in captivity, that returns more bodies than live hostages, and that you plan to rile up these activities at universities? We would deny you. And if you actually end up doing that? We will revoke it. And if you have a green card as a result of that visa? We're gonna kick you out. They have no right to be here. Previous remarks from Marco on visas. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, ICE just busted 10,000 foreigners with visa fraud. They came to America on F1 student visas, then lied to stay here under what's called the OPT program, which requires a job. They paid shell companies for fake employment letters so they could stay here. Deport all of them, MAGA Intel Hub. Out.